Did I ask what you thought they were supposed to get out of doing this project? Did you ever think about that?
Yeah, I just need a few minutes, few seconds to compose myself on that
Sure.
one.
She could have prepared you with some questions.
So I mentioned before about thinking deeply about a tool that can help support students' conceptual understanding. I think this project was more than that, though, because when given certain constraints, which Tinkercad does provide, it's an additional level of, I don't know how to say this well, but it adds both opportunities and challenges or additional constraints. That make, I think, that at least provide the opportunity for teachers to think more deeply about the manipulative. Maybe Tinkercad can do something really easily, maybe it can't. So it makes you sort of reinterrogate the import of whatever you were trying to do. Not to mention the fact, and I don't know that this is sort of the central thrust that I felt, but just the, I mean, there is mathematics that goes on when you're trying to use Tinkercad. So that's certainly part of it. I didn't feel that to be the primary thrust. I felt that to be sort of a side benefit.
Morning.
But yeah, that's how I interpreted the project, that it's something that we could have done with cardboard or with paper or something like that. But Tinkercad provided these additional opportunities and challenges that forced you to take a harder look at what you were trying to create, why you were trying to create it, and whether what you would need to do to create it, enhanced or detracted from the tool itself.